Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm Bobby Brill. And joining us today, we are talking with Mark Jones, who is the VP of Sales for Front Row. Mark, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background before we get into this interesting world of classroom audio and learning.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, that world is my background. I've spent the last 20 years working with schools and teaching folks about the benefits of classroom audio. The company I work for today sells a great deal of different educational products for the classroom to schools, from interactive panels and 3D printers to classroom audio, paging intercom across the board. So everything that I've been doing for many, many years has been working within the ed tech environment.
And ed tech is an interesting world because, and we're going to get deeper into this, it's dealing with our most precious resource, our children, and their education. And there seems to be a big chasm to overcome in getting that education into their kids easily and efficiently. How has that evolved in your career and in the industry?
Wow. Well, there's a lot going on in ed tech. You know, you can walk up and down the aisles of many a conference and there'll be, you know, hundreds of people pitching different technologies to use in the classroom. I haven't found one yet that has the body of evidence and studies and reports that show the benefits in the classroom that classroom audio does. 20 years ago when I started, people were looking at me a little different. It was very evangelical in the early days. They you'd say a microphone on a teacher in a classroom and they look at you sideways. They picture these giant classrooms. And there was a lot of education to do about these invisible barriers in the classroom and why teachers were one of the top occupations for vocal damage and how kids didn't have the listening skills that adults did. But with all of the studies and things, I think all educators today know that classroom audio has great benefits, that amazing things happen when teachers wear microphones.
Let's get into that because we're saying something that seems very simplistic, yet if you're working at evangelizing it, it's not the most simplistic thing. It's being able to hear your teacher, which seems so mundane. It's like, well, why are we having this discussion? But why is it so difficult to get, you said the barrier of the unfinished learning or this learning invisible barrier to education? How does audio play into that?
Well, sure. I mean, the reason we have this thing called teacher voice, right? Where teachers broadcast their voice, they've learned to do that and therefore become one of the top occupations for vocal damage is because they're overcoming three main things. They're overcoming ambient noise that's in the room. I mean, we talk about fans from blowers and projectors and different things, but really it's just 20 plus kids. You know, they don't tend to, especially in today's classrooms, which aren't the sitting straight in a row like when I was a kid. Today's classrooms are wonderfully engaging and noisy environments where kids are challenging each other and working in groups and things like that. And so the teacher is trying to broadcast their voice to make sure they reach those kids in the back of the room. And that pays a toll on the part of the teacher. But what some people may not understand is that besides that distance that they're covering and the ambient noise, that causes a barrier to learning because kids don't listen like adults. The auditory area of their brain isn't even fully developed until they're 15 years old. And so language acquisition is really being able to hear clearly. In fact, it's not about amplification at all, like we were calling it. It's really about clarity and distribution. Most of what's taught in a classroom is still taught auditorily by the teacher. There may be fancier displays to show supporting images instead of books, and there may be new ways and styles of teaching, but new concepts, new ideas, and more importantly, the literacy gains, the language acquisition, that comes from listening to the teacher and being able to hear well. And so that's where the microphone helps in distributing that voice evenly around the room.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, we are talking about, you know, littler kids. I've got a 5-year-old, and anybody that has kids, you know, you're constantly enunciating and saying things clearly. And if you've ever tried to learn a language, you're sitting there with one ear, you know, and going, okay, I can't hear it because I can't read it because I don't understand phonics and all this other pedagogical ideas about learning. But you're right. If you can't hear it, it really doesn't matter.
Sure. I mean, if I, a couple of words, your brain can say, leave out a couple of words, omit a couple of words. You don't even think about it and your brain fills it in. It's because you've got a complete language base. Your brain's fully developed, I think.
More or less.
and you're able to do that automatically. I've had adults sit in the back of the classroom and say, I can hear just fine. Well, they're a bit more skilled listener than their children are. You know, children are easily distracted. Children don't have that language database. And so they need a clearer sound from the teacher. And a good teacher knows that, which is why they're projecting. The problem is the loud teacher thing is a myth. The teacher voice is a myth. You cannot project the parts of speech that make it intelligible with your voice. What do I mean by that? Well, that means that the 70% of the meaning of words comes from the soft consonant sounds. So the difference between sat, hat, cat may be where you're sitting in the room. We yell at a sports event, it's all vowels, you know, hey, it's very easy to put a lot of power behind vowels. But those soft consonant sounds, yell a TH for me, yell an F for me. It's very difficult to do that. And therefore, the loud teacher voice isn't getting what's important to the back of the room. Hence, we've named our company Front Row now since the 60s. We've been in the business of making sure that every kid has a front row seat and so that they can hear the spoken instruction well.
And I'm thinking, you know, this has got to be a lifesaver for teachers because the fatigue and the yelling and let's not say yelling, the loud teacher voice. yeah. And, you know, anybody that's had to do a presentation after an hour, you're shot, you're done. And if you're doing this 8 hours a day with 20 rambunctious children and trying to be intelligent and answer questions and be caring, by midday, you're fried.
Absolutely. I mean, the teachers report after they learn to bring their voice down it's not only a nicer, nurturing tone that they're able to use and really, really be more dramatic with their instruction and still be heard, that some of the young kids report they like that the teacher doesn't yell anymore. But it really does make a difference for the teacher. They have so much more energy at the end of the day or the end of the week, and perhaps don't realize just how much energy it takes to project your voice like that all the time. This is a very simple tool too. There are a lot of things that can, I'm going to say the terrible words, raise test scores. And I hate it when vendors say things like that. You know, you go up and down the aisles of a trade show and you're going to have vendors saying, we raise test scores. Whatever I sell raises test scores.
Straight A's guaranteed, asterisk, right. But straight A's coming your way.
Let me tell you, we don't think that at Boxlight or Front Row. We know that exceptional teachers raise test scores. The investing in them, investing in their instructional methodology and their curriculum, those are the things that really make a difference. What we offer are tools to help make a very difficult job a little bit easier. And the Front Row microphone is one of the things that does that. It allows that teacher to turn their back, face perhaps their board or their interactive panel, be able to move around the room in small groups, but still be heard everywhere without the detriment to their own voice, and all the kids to be able to listen easily. We've all sat in the back of a seminar and the guy in the front gets up and he goes, hey, I don't need to use a mic, do I? And you're in the back, you're going, oh man, that's why the mic is there.
Right.
But when they pick up the mic and you're hearing them easily, now you can look down at your notes, You don't have to concentrate on his mouth to get those cues to try to figure out what they're saying. It's just a more comfortable learning environment. And I think if more people understood that, look, changing your teaching methodology, really hard. Changing your curriculum, probably even harder, right? But put on the mic and go back to doing what you were doing before. The adoption rate is so easy and so powerful of this technology that they can just put on the mic and do what they were doing before and get so much benefit for themselves and for the students. And today, more than ever before, we need to pull out every trick we have to try to help these kids catch up in literacy and in math. I'm sure you've heard about the scores, you know, after the pandemic. So many children were negatively affected, and America's, you know, reading and math scores really took a hit, especially at the lowest levels, you know, first through third grade.
And let's talk about that technology bump we had, and then shift and pivot and all those fun action words we like to use. But you're talking about using a simple microphone and an auditory, well, not simple, but a designed microphone and an audio presentation. And there has always been a host of technology that seems to be the magic band-aid, the magic savior that's going to make teaching easier. Can you talk a little bit about some of that technology, and especially with the pandemic, as we have seen this shift to hybrid classrooms and alternative ways of learning, how Front Row fits in and really excels at technology?
Well, that's a loaded question, isn't it? Well, you know, I'm fortunate to be part of a larger company. Front Row is part of the Boxlight Corporation, which has all of the different technology products available to schools and for the classrooms. The one everyone's most familiar with, of course, are our interactive panels in the front of the room. And that really has shaped things, because a lot of the curriculum and a lot of the instructional tools now reside on this giant touchscreen in the front of the room.
Which are fascinating and amazing. And kids are more used to this now.
Yeah. But, you know, they're used to, you're right, they're used to technology and they're used to being engaged. So when we sent them home and now they're looking at maybe a 10 to 15 inch screen, and we're trying to engage them. Certainly, we scrambled to help our schools deliver, you know, the most engaging learning that they could. We called them roomers and zoomers. You know, you had kids in the room and you had kids at home, and you're trying to address the needs of both. And so if you had a classroom audio system, or one of the thousands of schools that scrambled to get one right away, they were able to continue to walk around the room, work with their students that were the roomers, you know, with their plexiglass shields and masks up and everything. And but yet also be transmitted clearly through the microphone and through student microphones for the kids in the room, so that the kids at home were at least engaged by being able to hear everything and see everything through perhaps one of our lesson cameras, which is a camera package that goes with the audio, but certainly transmitting what was on the interactive panel home to the kids. And we made that as easy as possible for the students. Even today, schools buying new classroom packages, certainly the ability to switch to a remote learning setup should the need arise is always part of the discussion.
That's one of the things I want to talk to you about, that barrier that, you know, so many educational institutions and even non-educational institutions, when we all switched over to Zoom, we're talking over essentially a Zoom system now. It was like, you know, if you're a professional, like, well, I got to get a mic, I got to get a box, I got to do a thing. And we've all sat through those Zoom meetings where no one has anything. And it's like, this should have been the email. Why am I not hearing you for an hour? But for our kids, what are some of the barriers that you are seeing and helping to overcome as far as getting this type of product into classrooms? Is it schools? Is it budgets? What are some of the things that schools can think about to
easily see where you're going way? There. I mean, I have been selling nothing but classroom audio for 20 years now. And in the beginning, like I said, nobody knew what we were talking about. And today there have been, you know, books of literally books written about classroom amplification by much smarter people than me, doctors of audiology and college studies and that sort of thing. The evidence is just overwhelming. It's there. So I thought I'm going to be done with this in 5 years because every teacher is going to have a microphone, right?
Sure.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. And I think the barrier there is really priority. And I think if they really understood how much benefit was there and how such a small investment in a classroom can reap so much benefit to those students in every subject all day long. I mean, I've seen interventions where you buy a couple of computers with special software and the kids take time out of class to go sit back there with headphones on and they get some remedial training and that. And for less than the cost of that, we could put a classroom system in that room and the teacher, a mic and a student mic for the kids to share and get all kids, every subject, all day long. And it's not particularly the subject that they're learning either, because language acquisition happens all the time. And literacy is really where it's at. There was an old cliche saying is K through three, you learn to read. And then from three on, you read to learn, right? There was also some in academics comparisons done, which were eerily accurate, is show me your third grade literacy rates, and I can accurately predict your high school graduation rates. Not necessarily a positive thing, but eerily, you know, correlated, right? So catching them at the lower grades, we all know this, literacy is key. Literacy is key to a love of learning. Literacy is key to feeling a part and accepted and engaged in school. And if you fall behind, it's really tough. It's tough for the kid. It's tough for the teachers and the school districts to be able to get that student engaged and caught up. You know, academic catch up. Now we're dealing with it because of the pandemic, but on an individual basis, it's a very challenging thing to do. So the better job we can do, making sure that we have a very good base to build on in the early years, I think that makes the biggest difference. That every minimum elementary school teacher should be wearing a microphone because it doesn't require additional training. It doesn't require additional change in your teaching pedagogy or methodologies. It doesn't require different curriculum. You put on the mic, you do what you were doing before, and magic happens.
You took my ending, and that was the question I was going to ask you, is just how simple is it? We're talking about technology. Making technology simple is the key to all of this. And you know, yeah. In case you're not seeing it, I mean, that's half the size of a pager. Now I'm dating myself. The size of a pack of gum. Well, gum's not allowed in school. Something very small.
Under 30, you might want to explain what a pager is.
That's right. I was going to say, can't say a pack of cigarettes because that's where I'm a pack of playing cards.
I'm wearing our latest little lithium-powered action mic. It lasts all day for a teacher in a classroom. It's so light you don't know you're wearing it. And teachers, once they've been able to learn to stop yelling and they can use a comfortable tone and know that they're being heard as if you're hearing me in a one-on-one conversation, but on the other side of the room, that's a powerful thing. You know, there's so much more to communication than the words that we speak, right? It's how we use those words and the emphasis that we give and all of that. And to be able to use that dynamic speech without worrying about broadcasting it across the room, there's a lot there. But most importantly, you know, those kids are catching those soft consonant sounds, the parts that bring meaning to words. And when we say a lot English language learners, they all are. You know, at a young grade, they're picking up new words almost every day. Maybe the first time they heard it. So they need to hear clearly and succinctly. And yes, those who don't have English as their first language at home, you know, their acquisition of the English language, it's even more important that they're able to hear somebody model it, like the teacher, very clearly in class. So there's big benefits there as well.
So one of the pieces of technology you talked about briefly was not only do you have the teacher microphone, but the student microphone. How are students responding to this technology and being part of the classroom?
Oh, that's some of my favorite stories I hear from teachers all the time. The quiet student that doesn't raise their hand, but when they get a chance to use the microphone, all of a sudden they're lining up for a chance to use the talking stick and to share or to read. It really is a powerful tool for a child to be able to be heard by all their classmates. Sure, there's the benefit of the other students being able to hear the child that normally you might not be able to hear because they're not that loud spoken. But it does amazing things for the child's self-image to be able to use the microphone and talk out loud. So a lot of teachers have come up with creative ways of using that to help kids come out of their shell a little bit and talk into the microphone.
Just making technology so much easier and more adaptive, as all of our kids now are, you know, masters of technology at kindergarten at this point.
Yeah, that's so true. So true.
Talking to you more about technology, there is a lot of technology in schools right now. The intercom systems, the bells, the third-party hardware and software that's coming in. How does this microphone integrate into that world of school technology?
I'm so glad you asked, because our systems can be all tied together. We have a bells, paging, intercom, and emergency alert system, and the microphones do have panic button functionality built right into the mics. So whether I hit a button to call the office or I squeeze my panic button and send an alert to the office, all of that's integrated across the school's network and it all works together. So when there's a page or an announcement or heaven forbid an emergency, it's going to mute what goes on in the classroom. Everybody hears it clearly. All that technology works together. You really can't afford to have technology that's a silo and stands by itself. Today, you need to be able to integrate and work with the other technologies in the building. And ours does that very well.
Oh, excellent. Because yeah, that safety issue is that one thing we all want to talk about, but are always a little nervous to talk about, but is very top of mind for all of us. Anybody that's got a kid in school, you know, you immediately start paying attention to how the technology and safety is going to be used in school a lot more than if you don't have kids in school right now.
Yeah, it's an important conversation, and we're glad to play a part in emergency communications in a school. But I like that what they're buying is an educational tool, an instructional tool that happens to have these additional benefits rather than selling them a security device that we hope they never use.
Mark, that was fascinating. And as a parent, I can't think of a better thing than helping my son or daughter learn. For more information, you can head over to the website, check the show notes. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. And if anybody would like to check it out, boxlight.com. And look forward to talking to you more about classroom audio.
Excellent. Thanks for listening, everyone.